Okay, there we go. It wasn't me this time. When my husband Scott and I were first married, we were in a Sunday school class with a teacher who had always wanted to be an airplane pilot. His heart's desire was to get to fly airplanes. But because of some health reasons, he was not eligible to do that. And so he would go out, for those of you that grew up in Richmond a long time ago, he would go out to Bird Field, he would call it, which is now Richmond International Airport. But he would go out and just watch the planes coming and going, taking off and landing for just recreation for himself. And this was long, long before 2001 and 9/11 of that year. And so he was sharing one day, though, that where as much as he went out there for that purpose, just to get to watch the planes, he said he had never realized until he did that, that what the bonus to that, or one of the side effects of getting to do that, was that he would go in the terminal and watch. And he was where people, particularly when they were coming in from a flight, they would come out of the tube, and that's when you could wait right there. And he would see all of these reunions, all of these welcome homes, all of these family members and loved ones anticipating the arrival of someone they loved. And he said how much it came to mean to him just to get to watch those. Throughout these last 2 months here at Ramsey Memorial, we have looked at the I Am statements of God and Jesus. Tonight, we look at I Am Here. Now, I don't know about you, but there's something about having someone walk in the house or walking in the house yourself. I'm here. I know for me, I used to walk in my parents' house when those first years after I moved away, and I'd walk in this time of year and I'd be like, Christmas can start. I'm here. Tonight, we celebrate that God has come to us. God says, now that little baby didn't speak yet, and I wish you could have been here at 7:30 service, because right about now, when I said that, this baby went, that was great, started talking, I was like, yay, but that little baby Jesus couldn't verbally say it, but the angels had done it. They had said, you've got to go to Bethlehem. You've got to see this thing, because you see, unto you has been born this day in the city of David a Savior. That song, Noel, I wanted Scott and Emily to sing mostly for that one line, come and see what God has done. Come and see what God has done. John, when he was writing his gospel, if we know it from the King James Version, when you get to chapter 1, verse 14, it says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. But Eugene Peterson, who is a scholar and yet wrote the version of the Bible called The Message, the Bible in Contemporary Language, puts it this way. The Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. I love that. Partly because probably I grew up with the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And I get that. I understand. But the Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood, came to be here with us. So, God with us. God with us. And what is just so amazing is we have gone through name after name after name in the last month and a half, 2 months. We have talked about how Jesus was the bread of life, excuse me, the true vine. So the bread of life, the essential of what we need, the true vine, that which we need to stay connected to God and to stay nourished. A vine, remember, if you were here, I had a piece off my plant, off my philodendron plant, that I had brought in, except I had thought, I took it off on Tuesday. So I figured by the time I left it Thursday, it was looking a tiny bit, as my grandmother would have said, peak it. But I thought by Sunday it's going to look terrible. Well, it didn't. It looked pretty decent, actually. And so I had no choice but to go ahead and use it. Between the two services that Sunday, I put it on the back window, the stained glass. The sun was broiling hot on that glass. And someone came in, and I'm holding up a piece of plant to the window. I'm like, what are you doing? And I said, I'm trying to kill my plant. It still didn't work. But for those, most people don't know the story. The rest of that story was I took it back and I stuck it in my window. And I thought, I'm going to leave it here so I can use it and prove that apart from the vine, we do wither. If we stay apart from the vine long enough, we wither. The next Sunday, I didn't bring it up. And so I thought, great, I'll take it next week. Left it on Thursday, it was looking really dead. Came in Sunday morning, it had gone. Our precious Mike Williams, I'm sure, thought, why has she got a dead piece of plant in her window? And our custodian took care of it for me. So we talk, though, about how if we are separated from that true vine, if we don't have that true vine, we're not nourished, we can't. We will wither, I promise you. Even a philodendron will wither if you leave it long enough and Mike doesn't come get it for you. We talked about Jesus being the resurrection and the life, of being the way, the truth, and the life. And last week, just yesterday, we talked about Jesus, our Prince of Peace. But what is so amazing is, if you remember when we started, we said that I am who I am. It's almost a fill in the blank. So as long as what we need from God, what we need Jesus to be, is a godly thing we need and want, then Jesus fulfills that. Whatever it is, wherever in our lives, Jesus has come to be here with us, to be what it is we most need. And that is what we celebrate tonight. We celebrate that in a little stable in Bethlehem 2,000 plus years ago, God took on human flesh and moved into our neighborhood, came to be with us. And what is really amazing is when Jesus is going to leave, he says, I'm not going to leave you orphaned, though. I'm going to physically be gone from you, but I will leave the Holy Spirit. So from that night to this one, we do not know what it is not to have God's Spirit with us, abundant to us. But what's also interesting is that night we just heard from Luke's gospel. The shepherds seemed to grasp it. They believed what the angel said. They went to Bethlehem. They saw it. They told other people what God had done. Come and see, they said, what God has done. Let us tell you what God has done. But interestingly, it says that Mary pondered these things in her heart. Now, from what we know, she was probably very young. She had been extremely obedient. She had said, let it be to me as you have planned. Let, you know, Lord, whatever. I don't understand, but I'm willing. But it says that she pondered these things in her heart, and I have to wonder if she's just trying to put the pieces together. You know, how is this puzzle going to come to be? And then we know that there were tons of people that just didn't believe at all. They were, what in the world? Because you see, Israel had been waiting. They knew a Messiah, a Savior was to come, a King was to come. And I don't know what exactly they expected, but they didn't expect a baby. And they didn't expect him to be born in a stable. And even when Jesus grew up and went on, many of them just couldn't get it. Because you see, it wasn't what they had thought it would be. I don't know where we find ourselves tonight. We may be like the shepherd. We may be the ones that say, God came to me, angels have come to me, I am so sure this is it. I just know absolutely, and I'm telling everybody I can find to tell, because I know beyond a shadow of a doubt this is it. Some of us may be trying to be obedient, want to be obedient, want to be pliable in God's hands, but we're just putting it all together. We're not really sure. We're pondering in our hearts. How does this all fit, God? But I'm willing. I'm willing to try. I want to understand. Or we may be one of those that are just not sure at all. We're not really sure that this is it. But what I love about that is, no matter where they were, shepherds, Mary, others, or where we are tonight, didn't change, as I grew up saying, one iota, not even one iota, the fact that God had come and put on human flesh and dwelt among us. So whether we believe it or not doesn't change it. It did happen. But those of us that are waiting for God to be something to us, if it doesn't look like that yet, don't give up. Because you see, our God is a God that keeps promises. And when God said to us, I am here, I am with you, I have come to be Emmanuel, God with you, that means God has come to be with us, Emmanuel. And even if it looks really different than what we had thought that it would be like, hang in there. Hang in there, because God may just not be finished yet. It may just not look like what we thought, but it may very well be, is what it is we needed. Because whether Jesus looked like the Messiah, the King, the Lord, the Redeemer, he was. And we know that. But what is also cool about this night and about how our God knows us and loves us? Because you see, when God came to be with us, he said, I know you and I know what you need. And I'm going to, Jesus, the night before he was giving his life for us, said to his disciples, I'm going to leave you. I'm not going to physically be here with you, but I'm going to leave you the Holy Spirit. But then he did something more than that. He left them a meal. He left them something tangible. Now, it looked very commonplace. It's bread and wine or grape juice for us. But he said, I want you to take this and I want you to remember, because you see, it's so much more than that when it becomes the body and the blood of Christ for us. But our God, who came to be with us, who came to be here with us, who says, I'm here, I've arrived, and tonight we celebrate that, leaves us this meal that we're going to partake of in just a few moments to say, when you don't know where to find me, I'm here. I'm in the bread. I'm in the wine. Remember. But don't just remember that I died for you. Remember that I came for you, that I was born, that you might be right with God again. So tonight, we will come. And we will remember, not because we can really forget. I mean, most of us go, well, of course I remember. You know, I know. I know that Jesus was born. That's what I'm sitting here at, you know, old dark 30 o'clock at night. You know, I came to celebrate. I've been to the living nativity. I saw the little baby Jesus. I know the story. But Jesus is like, it's not just enough to just remember that. Remember, I am with you when it seems like something else is going on. Remember that I'm here for you. No matter what you face, no matter what you're going through, I am here. What a night this is. Amen.